bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
It's our weekly happy hour today on Trending, and I've been thinking over the weekend about the actor Johnny Depp and his ex-wife Amber Heard trial about defamation. And it's interesting, if you follow the story at all, back in either 2018 or 19, you know, after having divorced Johnny Depp, she ends up writing an article about being basically a victim of abuse and doesn't name names, but it's pretty clear, insinuates Johnny Depp. We covered it here on Trending when the article came out. And it's interesting to see the case taking place now. What's fascinating about the case on just a very human level is there have been a lot of very sad stories that have come out about Johnny Depp and his upbringing. His mother, who was, according to the stories and the account, was extremely abusive toward him and his siblings and abusive toward his father. Father, you know, never hit her back, but did eventually leave the mother. And just the whole story is so sad. And it seems as if you're following the story, as if Johnny Depp is in a similar type of situation with, or was in a similar situation with, his ex-wife Amber Heard, who, you know, she's accusing him of having been, you know, in this defamation case. You know, he's calling her out for this, but, you know, sullying his reputation. You know, he lost a lot of opportunities to act after that came out back in 2018, especially in the face of the Me Too movement. And it does seem as if Johnny Depp was living in a similar type of relationship to his familial upbringing. And it's interesting to see, without getting into the weeds on the story and the whole trial, it does make me think about how easy it is for our happiness to be impacted by us choosing our, making choices based on our past, allowing our past to determine what our future will be. And I think this is so important as people of faith, that we have these takeaways on cases such as these, that when you have faith and when you truly believe in conversion and conformity to life with Christ, to life in Christ, to life with Christ in heaven one day, and experiencing that already not yet of experiencing heaven on earth, of living in a state of grace, when you assent to in that level of faith and conformity to faith and have that desire for God, God radically changes and transforms our lives and helps us to not be defined, or for our future to be determined based on the horrific wounds that may have occurred in your past. And I look at the story of Johnny Depp and, you know, his struggle and his difficulty with substance abuse and how this started at a young age as a means of coping after how his mother coped with her own bad behaviors. And, you know, you follow the whole story and you just see this profound in desperate need for healing. And I am all for therapy. I think that, you know, especially cases like this, therapy is so important. Finding a good therapist that follows a Christian-centered worldview, a Christian anthropological view of the human person is so important. You know, CatholicTherapist.com will include a link in the podcast notes. So it really is important that we have those resources for Christian-centered human anthropological therapy. But it's also fundamental that we see and understand the power of prayer, that we see and understand the power of God's mercy, the transformation that occurs in grace, in His grace, the abandonment of our now and our future, the letting go of our past, the purification and healing of both past and current and future relationships. In God, He is so powerful. He is our Father. He so fittingly, knowing the wounds of society, on the cross, the most loving and last act that Christ does last before his death is by giving us his mother and giving St. John, the beloved apostle, the only apostle that doesn't abandon Christ at the cross. He says, behold your mother. And to his mother, he says, behold your son. God knows the importance of healing those familiar relationships, those paternal and maternal relationships. And so, you know, it's easy to look at the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard story. It's so sad. It's easy to, you know, go through and feel bad for each of them and the choices they've made and how they've become, in some ways you could say, the beasts that they've become or the sad stories that they are. But more than anything, we have to see and remember the power of God, or the power of prayer, the power of conversion, and the power of mercy that's available for Johnny Depp and Amber Heard in the midst of what they're experiencing. And it's available for you and I now. And this should be a call to conversion for each of us, that we might not have as messy of a lives as Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, but we need God's mercy. We need that forgiveness. We need that healing day in and day out to help us move forward toward Christ, to move forward in setting a good example for others, and seeing and witnessing and surrounding ourselves with other people who are going to set those good examples as well. And you can't get that outside of Christ. You can only get so far. That's why therapy, again, CatholicTherapist.com, we're including the link, is an important and very human part of the healing journey, but so is the power of prayer and the transformation of grace. You're